This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'm going to channel Jay Powell here for a second. Well, actually, what I'm doing is paraphrasing the Fed chair, who has said in basically this many words more than once that if the central bank is going to get inflation under control, which is, of course, the point of all this interest rate raising, the American labor market's going to have to cool down a lot. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics this morning, that might actually be happening. We got the August JOLTS report today, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, and it turns out that from July to August, the number of job openings in this economy fell by just about 10%, which is A, a lot, and B, more than a lot of people had been guessing. Marketplace's Lily Jamali gets us going.
The job openings part, the JO of the JOLTS report, was pretty significant, according to Elise Gould with the Economic Policy Institute.
It dropped from about 11.2 million to 10.1 million. That kind of 10% drop is very large in historical perspective.
Until August, the number of job openings had stayed above 11 million every month this year, says Ryan Wang, U.S. economist at HSBC. The loss of a million plus job openings?
And that could be a sign that that imbalance between labor supply and labor demand may be diminishing. And that, of course, is what FOMC policymakers are hoping to accomplish with tighter monetary policy.
Retail is one of the most visible parts of the economy where job openings shrank by around 143,000 sector-wide. That's down more than 30% since a year ago. Wang says there's a reason for that.
Consumer demand for goods really boomed in 2021. And this year, we've seen some signs that consumer demand for goods is starting to level off or even declining a bit.
So retailers aren't hiring as aggressively. There were also fewer job openings in healthcare and social assistance in August, says Catherine Zekier, senior labor policy analyst at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
It's still above pre-pandemic levels overall, but the growth that we were seeing last year especially has leveled off.
The upshot, the labor market's cooling, but far from freezing. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.